This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody is having a great weekend, and I do appreciate everybody tuning in to our show. It's always great to see all the comments that we get and hear from all of you on our website, kereport.com. Even if you're listening on our podcast, Cullen Economics Report, I highly recommend joining in on the conversation on our website. In this first hour, we're going to be focusing a lot on the precious metals, some more stock coverage later on. But to kick it off, I am chatting with Chris Martinson, co-founder and co-editor of Peak Prosperity. Chris also joined me on a daily editorial on Friday, yesterday, chatting about the dangers in the markets. That's a valuable discussion, and so will this on the precious metals. Chris, just to kick us off, how are you viewing the precious metals at this current time as an investment, as a diversifier, as something that people might or should have their eye on?
Well, there's a couple of ways to answer that, near term, long term. Near term, obviously, we've had a couple hundred dollar rise in gold off the lows, this year alone, and silver's up a bit this year as well. These are two substances that I just think are everybody has to have in their portfolio for actual diversification. I love them for different reasons. Silver is an industrial metal. It's a bet on the future. It has no substitutions in certain processes. I love it. And gold is a monetary metal for me. It's not a commodity. It doesn't belong in the commodity charts. It's a monetary metal. And so a lot of what we're seeing on a longer term macro sense across the world is that the monetary order is beginning to unravel. It's had a good long run, the U.S. dollar, since 1971. But we're seeing things. The de-dollarization has started with China announcing a yuan-based oil exchange. That's interesting news. We're seeing Venezuela basket case, but still coming out saying they don't want to accept just dollars for their oil anymore. We'll see if they can get that to stick. Russia, of course, joining in on that fray. So we're starting to see this de-dollarization. I see that as very constructive for gold going forward.
So, Chris, what about when it comes to when precious metals move on geopolitical concerns like missile launches, the fear of war, even worries about what's going to happen in terms of elections around the world, or even when, let's say, Brexit vote came down? How do you balance out almost this day-to-day noise that really in the long run some people can argue isn't the main driver behind these metals?
Well, it isn't. To be honest, a lot of what you see in gold around those events you mentioned is highly counterintuitive. Often you'll see a quick pop like you would expect and then just heavy selling coming in. And remember, it was just last week, I believe, that a UBS trader got caught manipulating, criminally charged. That's a first, with manipulating gold prices. So gold has really been trading as an anti-dollar very extensively. The correlation is very high with the U.S. dollar. I really see it right now it's just a trading vehicle for the big managed money that wants to just sort of be short the yen, long the dollar, short gold, whatever their strategy is. That's what we've been seeing. But every so often you see it begin to decouple from that and exert itself and say, hey, I'm the only monetary asset in the world that is not somebody else's liability at the same time. It's got a very key role in that regard. And we're starting to see little peaks where it's breaking through on that side of the story. I truly think that, most investors in the West still don't care about gold. It's a trading vehicle, just like anything else. Wheat, corn, cotton, doesn't matter. But they will care at some point. And we're starting to see that break through because there's just extraordinary tension in the global monetary sphere at this point in time.
There absolutely is. And what about the countries that do like gold, such as India and China? And I hate to say it, but Canada up here, we've actually sold all our gold from what I remember. About a year ago, that news was broken. How do you feel about the discrepancy between what Canada has done, sell all its gold, and what China and India are doing, which seems to be accumulating gold, although we just don't have any official figures?
Canada is a real mystery to me, although, you know, personally, I was kind of proud at one moment to know that I owned personally more gold than the Central Bank of Canada. That's a good moment.
That is terrifying.
You know, I think they had 70 ounces or something at one point, or there was like this really like nominal, I don't know, some dust that they found under some shelves, and they reported it, but it was a very low amount. And as well, Canada, you know, the household debt ratio just hit an all-time new high in Q2. So Canada's really out on a limb on this one, really counting on a housing market that's very bubbly to maintain that way, all these debt levels and all of that. I think what Canada discovers is the same thing that the Swiss National Bank is going to discover, which is that diversifying, air quotes around that word, diversifying into pure paper assets is really not diversifying at all. Gold has always had an excellent anti-correlation with all kinds of things. It has a very important role as part of a reserve asset. So on that basis, I really think it was unfortunate and mistimed for both Canada and the Swiss people to have turned their people in a little bit by getting rid of so much gold.
Now, you already mentioned this aspect a bit earlier in the interview, and again, it deals with a different country, being China, and what it sounds like they're setting up for trading oil, which sounds like they want to set up this situation where oil can be traded using the yuan, but the yuan that will be backed some part by gold. How closely are you following this story?
Well, very closely, because I think it's the largest unreported story. It like can't be not talked about fast enough here in the United States. And just to put some clarification on it, China's big problem is if you have a lot of yuan, what do you do with them? And they have very closed capital markets. It's not like you can wade into China and purchase Alibaba if you want to. That doesn't happen. So what do you do? Well, you know, to the extent that you do trade with China, that's great. But if you have more yuan than that, then what? And so they started to open up their Shanghai Gold Exchange and also the Hong Kong Gold Exchange to yuan-based gold trading, meaning if gold's priced in yuan and you can trade in and out of gold on that basis. What they did with this oil futures contracts, which are now denominated yuan, is also say that if you have yuan, you can take those, convert those into gold on either of those two exchanges in China, and then walk off with the gold. So that's a release of the capital control. It's a really interesting thing that China's first way of saying, hey, you can participate in our capital markets in a really open way, is with gold. I honestly think there's as much optical, political sort of a statement being made there. And the dual announcement of putting that and the oil trading in yuan at the same time, that was really China come out and saying to the United States, particularly, we're not that happy with you. Here's what we're going to do. And it was only a few days after that, Corey, that Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, came out and said something I thought was wildly inflammatory, which was that if China didn't behave in the way the United States wanted on North Korean sanctions, the United States would consider blocking Chinese banks from the SWIFT system, which is just a big club. If you can't, to wield against somebody, if you cannot operate through the SWIFT system, you can't operate internationally. So those were all things where we're seeing a very high level game of tit for tat going on. But I think people should be aware of it because an amazing story.
Yeah, it really is. It was brought up on our show a couple weeks ago. We spent a little bit of time on it. And if it does continue to move in the direction that it looks like it's going to, man, China really is almost sticking it to the U.S. And it's going to be interesting to see what sort of a reaction and potentially overreaction that the U.S. has. Hey, Chris, it's interesting, as always, chatting with you. Gold clearly is on your mind, and the precious metals, as you outlined, a number of different reasons, whether you're in silver or gold. You need to look at them individually, but you also do need to understand that they are kind of a diversifier away from the current currency system, which, again, kind of almost follows on the heels of what we chatted about on Friday in terms of market volatility and the dangers around the market. But, hey, there's a lot to digest here, Chris, and I thank you, as always, for joining us. Everyone, go check out Chris's website, peakprosperity.com. And, Chris, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey. You too.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing on in this first hour with discussions revolving around the precious metals sector. I am chatting right now with Craig Hemke. He is the founder and editor of TFMetalsReport.com. Craig joins me on a weekly basis, usually on Thursdays, to discuss his insights into the precious metals, but I did want to feature him this week on the weekend show. So, Craig, let's first just talk about the precious metals. Gold came back a little bit this week in a choppy manner, but still holding above 1300. This is even when the U.S. dollar continues to be choppy in a weak fashion, down at the very bottom of its range, continuing to, well, quite frankly, hold that breakdown that it put in last week and even throughout the last couple weeks. Let's first just get your updated comments on still gold, again, moving back, but still holding above this resistance level that it took all year to break out of.
Yeah, you know, on our weekly chats, Corey, we've talked about what I call the generally accepted narrative of 2017. And it's basically the thing that was foisted upon everybody the night of Trump's election, when the markets were down 500 points and it was going to be a calamity. Then all of a sudden we're talking, oh, no, this is going to be great. There's going to be these massive tax cuts and infrastructure spending, and the dollar is going to soar and interest rates are going to rise. And that was the narrative for 2017. And we've been saying all year long that that narrative was wrong and was going to fail, and it was going to result in the highest prices for the precious metals in the fourth quarter, in kind of a three steps forward, two steps back type of fashion. And Corey, that's exactly how this has played out. You know, the narrative began to fail in the early part of the year, and gold got to about $1,300. And then all of a sudden, the narrative made a resurgence in April, and gold fell back. And then into May, everybody started doubting that narrative as the dollar fell further and bond market rallied even more with lower rates. But then in June, it seemed as if the narrative, oh, no, everything's going to be fine. Trump's going to do this, that, and the other thing, and prices fell back once again. Well, then all through July and through August, again, we had the narrative failing, and gold made its highest prices of the year just about a week ago. But now, just in the last 4 or 5 days, here we are again. Trump's cooperating with the Democrats, and so all of a sudden tax cuts are back on the table. He's going to completely eliminate the debt ceiling, and so all of a sudden the market – the stock market, the bond market, the Forex markets believe in this sudden sense of nirvana, you know, that we can cut taxes to zero and print all the money we need to have every single program that you might ever want. It's like all of a sudden gold's going back down. Nothing has changed. I still think we see the highest prices of the year, exceeding last year's highs even once we get into the fourth quarter. I still think that, and I think at this point, Corey, there's a reason why prices are hanging in there. Gold is solidly above its 50-day moving average, which is above the 100-day, which is above the 200-day, and that's a technical configuration that keeps the speculative funds, the technical funds, the HFT machines buying gold futures on the dip. So even though we're down this week, it's only down $30. We may drop a little bit further in the next couple of weeks, but I still think the dollar keeps going lower. Interest rates keep going lower as well on the long end, and gold will see its highs sometime in the fourth quarter.
Craig, I think one thing that we need to focus on, and that you and I do focus on, is the longer-term picture, because this day-to-day noise, especially around politics, really is just short-term moves. But right now, it seems like more and more people are paying attention to the precious metals, more so on the gold side than on the stock side. But if we start to see the stocks pick up, hey, that's always very encouraging for just the precious metals sector in general. But let's also talk about what's going on in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, which was on almost a historic run, topped out recently just below $5,000 a Bitcoin, and then retraced the whole way back to about $3,200 and change. It is going through a bit of a recovery, but what kind of correlations are you drawing between Bitcoin, precious metals, and what's going on around the world?
Well, first thing is perspective. This is the fourth time now, just this year alone, that Bitcoin has pulled back in the 35 to 40% range. It's just more dramatic in dollar terms now because the prices have gotten so high. But it went from 1,100 to 700 back in January. It went from 3,000 down to under 2,000 back in June. And so now, you know, the dollar change is so big, but the percentage is about the same. And I got one thing for people to think about. You know, I started seeing earlier this week that mainstream articles, CNN, Wall Street Journal, places like that, speculating that that the North Korean government was getting around some of these UN sanctions by their dealing in Bitcoin, by their dealing with mining Bitcoin. And you think, well, where, you know, if that's true, where would they be exchanging their Bitcoin for cash? They're probably doing it in China. And then why is all of a sudden is Bitcoin down this week? Well, because China, out of the blue, really, is closing all their Bitcoin exchanges. I just wonder if it's kind of an overt or a covert sanction, if you will. You know, the Chinese aren't willing to cut off the crude oil supply of North Korea, but they might be willing, under some pressure from the United States, to curb Bitcoin trading, at least temporarily, to kind of tighten the noose on North Korea. So maybe this news that has driven Bitcoin down with China closing some Bitcoin exchanges, you know what? That might be temporary. I don't mean like temporary in the next week, but maybe by sometime in 2018 or something, China will come back on board. I don't know. Like I said, the main thing is we've seen this now. This is the fourth time this year alone to have a move like this in Bitcoin to the downside. So I'm not really ready to throw in the towel there just yet.
As a general comment, Craig, do you think Bitcoin has distracted some investors that normally would have put some money into gold and move that money now more into Bitcoin rather than gold?
No, I don't see it that way at all, Corey. And a lot of people think that there's some type of competition between the two. I think they are complementary items. And I think Bitcoin is wonderful for the long-term understanding of gold and sound money because, you know, the millennials, people under 35, whatever, that are trading Bitcoin, they are doing it because they are learning the disaster that is inherent to a fiat currency system. You know, that you're constantly seeing your savings devalued, your currency devalued. And if you can instead save in a currency like Bitcoin that is going up in value, hey, how about that? And so I think in the end, it's very good for gold because it is educating a lot of folks about the fraud of the current system. And so I don't see the two as one drawing interest away from the other. I see them being complementary assets and helping each other out.
So, Craig, one other comment. It's coming next week, the Fed meeting. Do you think we're going to see any fireworks come out of the Fed other than maybe what is expected, and that's not reinvesting a small portion of their assets?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they hike rates. I could be dead wrong. I mean, what do I know? But I just don't think they do already today. The retail sales numbers, industrial production numbers here on Friday were just so horrible. The Atlanta Fed, which does the forward GDP guesswork, was at 3% for the third quarter. They cut it today all the way down to 2.2 because the retail sales and industrial production is so bad. I just can't imagine they're going to hike rates. They may mumble a little bit about December, but that's not coming. I do think they'll probably announce something with a balance sheet reduction, but as you and I have discussed in the past, they may only start selling some treasuries just to give the European Central Bank something to buy with their QE program. And that would have a net no effect on interest rates. And so I think it might be a non-deal, at least from a statement, but you never know what Mother's going to say in her press conference, and we'll know all that next Wednesday.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am chatting with Brent Cook, the co-editor of Exploration Insights. Brent and I did spend time earlier this week to get his thoughts and opinions on the overall gold and precious metal stock sector. So I highly recommend everybody checking out that interview that was posted on Wednesday. But in this interview, Brent, we are going to chat about some company news and more specific companies that you are following. And I know that we are following some of them. The most important news this week came out of the Alamos acquisition of Ridgemont, where also Monarch was included in this deal. It was a very interesting deal, with Alamos being a almost large-scale producer, but not quite at that level. I believe a couple billion-dollar market cap, taking out Ridgemont for just under $1 billion Canadian in an all-stock deal. Can I initially get your comments, your takeaway from this acquisition that, unfortunately, the market didn't take as overly positive, but I think there's more to it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, going back to what we talked about earlier this week, about majors needing new reserves, new deposits. About a year and a half ago, we picked five small mining companies that we thought should be acquired by majors. Ridgemont was the last one. All of the four got taken out, but Ridgemont was still sitting there. And it represents a very, good grade, profitable deposit in a very safe jurisdiction. And that's what Alamos needs. So it's a, I think it's a very smart move on Alamos's part. The deep island mineralization is high grade, it's thick, it's going to get to be better deposits. So I thought it was a smart move. We're holding on to Richmont. We think there's a potential for another offer coming in, so we're hanging on to it.
What's your general takeaway, Brent, when we see an all-stock deal like what Alamos did with Richmont and then almost an immediate drop in the share price, which decreases some, in this case, quite a bit of the premium that was included in the actual announcement?
Well, obviously disappointing.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's is what it is. I've got no comment whether, you know, I'd much prefer a cash deal, but I think it goes down to taxes and all that sort of thing, which the all-stock deal makes more sense for the companies and hopefully the shareholders as well.
Yeah, that is true. The tax implications can be much better and actually change kind of the bottom line of a lot of these deals. But now Monarch, they're also included in this deal because they are taking Richmont's Quebec properties and even production properties that I am quite impressed at, and Monarch is also giving, again, some shares to Richmont as well as getting some money from Richmont. What's your takeaway from the Monarch moves here?
Again, it was a smart move on Alamos's part to cast those off. They're smaller operations. They're older. They didn't have big reserve mine reserves. So it's something that Alamos really didn't want. And so Richmont was able to put that into Monarch, a much smaller company, with the intention that they will, you know, develop, add, and explore and discover more on those projects. So a smart move, I think, on all people's part.
Okay, Brent, one other company that we follow on this website that I am a shareholder of, and that is Novo Resources. They recently announced, actually perfect timing last week, was a private placement with Kirkland Lake. Kirkland Lake is subscribing for shares or units at $4, and they are raising, well, quite a bit of money. Novo now has, I believe, around $70 million in the bank, which they will be spending quite aggressively exploring this Karrather deposit and project. What were your takeaways from Kirkland Lake now entering the picture on a much bigger scale, considering they also did take Newmont shares at quite a discount to market, but that deal was agreed on months ago?
Yeah, and I know Nova real well. I know Quentin Henning real well. He's worked with me at Exploration Insights in the past, and we've done a number of field visits together. I was, as soon as he announced that Karrather discovery, I guess, I booked a flight and was over there as quickly as possible. So I've been on the ground and seen this thing. And we bought it or added to our portfolio. This is one of the most fascinating and confusing gold systems I've ever seen. But it's got the potential. And, you know, you talked about this a lot and you know, but it's got the potential for a major tens of millions of ounces. It's got that potential. It's also got the potential to be a really nothing more than a geologic curiosity. So I've got a lot of faith in how Quentin is approaching this. He's doing it smart. He's got the money now through Kirkland Lake to do it properly, and it's going to take time. I don't think we'll have a sense if this is real or not for 6 months. Now, it's interesting that Kirkland Lake came in because they've got a Fosterville deposit in Australia, which they bought from Newmarket, another company that we own that got taken over. And that's a very nice deposit and getting better. And they want to expand their footprint, if you will, in Australia. They've obviously had their geologists on the ground spending a lot of time on it, and they felt there was a potential. It was a smart move on their part in that if it turns out to be right, they've got a big foothold into a district. So a smart move on their part. I think we commented on this when it happened, when the placement happened. And so all in, they've paid about $2.83, I think, a share for all the shares they've got of Novo. And now we just have to watch and see what happens. But I think, getting back to your real question, yeah, it was a smart move on Kirkland Lake's part and a much smarter move on Novo to get somebody in there that is interested in developing a mine in Australia.
Well, and again, this Kirkland Lake, obviously it looks very smart right now with the shares trading above $4, but it's going to take a lot of time to figure out exactly what's going on in that Karrather property, because it is a large property and there's going to need to be a lot of exploration and unique exploration, something that Quentin and I have talked about a number of times. A quick other comment here. One more company is Tinka Resources. They're a zinc exploration play in Peru. Zinc isn't necessarily something that you or I focus on, but this one has your attention, doesn't it?
It does. Again, it comes down to what we're really after is large deposits, potentially economic, that a major would be interested in buying. So Tinka has made a discovery in Peru, zinc discovery. It's Joe's been down there. It's got size potential. There's multiple phases to it. Mining shouldn't be too hard. It's an underground deposit, but they can come in downhill from us. They can almost go straight into it, ramp into it. So the setting is good. The engineering looks good. The metallurgy should be good. It's open in a few directions, and it's got the potential to be large enough to attract a major. So, again, it's something that's what we want to be involved in.
And that, again, I think just comes down to what investors should be paying attention to. It needs to be big enough for majors to come in, and it needs to have, again, that exploration upside, which is something that the markets and investors seem to be paying most attention to, and even the majors, which is the most important aspect, because when majors enter companies, they're not in it just for the trade. They are in it for, absolutely, the future takeout and to add some economic resources to their books. That just, unfortunately, is not necessarily a straightforward line from exploration to a takeover to production. But it takes time, it takes money, and it also takes people like Brent going to the site and providing his insights into what he thinks of these companies. So, again, I will post a link to Brent's site. They just had it redone, has a great look to it, and also has a lot of free content for everybody who just wants to get a little understanding of what Brent and Joe write about on a regular basis. Brent, thanks for taking some time with us this weekend.
You betcha. Thanks again, Corey.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing our coverage on more of a focus for precious metal stocks. I'm chatting with John Kaiser, the founder and editor of Kaiser Research. And John, before we maybe get into some particular stocks, let's talk about this whole concept of economic geology. When you're looking at an exploration company, you don't just need to look at the drill results and actual assays. You need to understand the story behind the project and get a grasp on whether the plans are doable in terms of something that could be bigger scale and actually economic and even further more attractive to larger scale companies. So when it comes down to when you're assessing the overall project and overall plans from a company, how do you balance out what the potential size might be, what it might be worth, all these different factors that the big companies really care about the most?
Okay, well, first to distinguish between an existing deposit on which feasibility demonstration is being done, where the question is, what are the exact costs at the optimal mining rate, and what will this be worth in your traditional discounted cash flow model and net present value terms, internal rate of return, and so on. And these are projects that companies have that they're hoping the majors will at some point buy out. And for investors, a question is, well, what if we plug in $2,000 gold rather than $1,300 gold? What happens to that number? Where can the stock price go? So that's a class of projects, advanced projects. We call them optionality plays if the numbers aren't so great at the metal prices that we have. But the other group that what you're talking about, the more discovery early stage projects where a deposit has not yet been outlined and supported with a resource estimate and at least a preliminary economic assessment. So what we look for here is, I call it the size of the prize. I want the company to demonstrate to me, okay, you're looking for what kind of deposit? What is this similar to? You know, a classic example in Labrador is the Voisey's Bay deposit. So you had this, ended up with this 30 million ton deposit of 4% nickel and 3% copper, hugely valuable. You knew what it looked like. It was backed up by geophysical data. In retrospect, it was quite clear what it was. And so if a company's up in that region and wants me to care about the company, I'll ask, okay, do you have a geophysical anomaly in an area with the right sort of rocks that can host a magmatic segregation style deposit, and what is the size of it? And I can do my 3D math, length times width times depth times specific gravity to get a tonnage footprint. And then, of course, what's the grade going to be? Now, if you have some 1 million ton deposit that you want to be a nickel copper deposit in that region, that's not very interesting because it's going to cost a lot to develop it and it's going to be depleted very quickly. So this practice is what they call economic geology, and the more informal name is back-of-the-napkin calculation. It's like, okay, what's the size of your target? What grade do you need? What would it be worth? Many companies do not do that because they're just not familiar with this. But increasingly, the market investors, they want the company to do this or at least provide the basics so that the investor can put the pencil and calculator to work and say, okay, I like the size of the prize. And this is what actually one of the juniors that I follow, it's not a recommendation, I don't own it, is Fiordland Explorations. They actually managed to attract Robert Friedland to put in money, 14 million units at 10 cents a million for, and strike an option of 65% of the South Voisey's Bay project, where work has been done in the last 20 years since everybody gave up on that area to show that, hey, there is a possible south ovoid-style deposit and possibly even eastern deeps-style deposit. And, if you believe this, you could have bought the stock at 10, 15 cents. But now that we have Robert Friedland in there endorsing it and saying, yes, this is the kind of big-picture target that I like to risk my capital on, the stock has soared to 50 cents. So this is an example where economic geology can help you identify stories that when they get the right attention and capital could get you a big bump in the market just in terms of optimism, but also put you in the running for a big scale discovery. And Voisey's Bay got bought out for $4 billion back over 20 years ago.
So, John, what's your balance between when companies are doing early stage exploration or when they're technically growing on a resource that they have already released to market, whether it has been impressive or, let's say, even not that impressive? How do you balance these out, and how do you further isolate which ones actually could be attractive?
Well, a good example of what's happening right now is say GT Gold Corp in the Golden Triangle, which has the saddle discovery on its Tatoga project. And this was generated on the basis of a soil gold-silver geochem anomaly. Obviously, with the other pathfinders there, it's a epithermal style system. It had never been explored before because 20 years ago when everybody scrambled over this area, it was still covered by glaciers. And you could see just from the footprint of the strike and the style, I say, okay, you can do this. Now, they're now drilling this off, and they will keep drilling down dip until the ore grade runs out, a long strike until they run out. They'll look for some possible parallel systems on the property. They will not do a resource estimate until they reach the obvious limits, and that's what's called delineation, discovery delineation drilling is probably the most exciting part. They deliver a resource estimate when drilling stops growing the deposit. And then they show us, okay, here is what we have. It's an inferred resource. Now, obviously, if it's really good numbers, people give them more money and say, you need to upgrade this. Do infill drilling, do metallurgical studies, and deliver a PEA so we get a sense of what is the optimal way to develop this project. If it's somewhere in between where people are saying, no, we don't really want to do that, then I ask them, are you sure you really understand the limits of this system? And usually with a new discovery, you end up with this problem because there's so much energy and capital going into it that they have the green light to just blast away at it and keep drilling until they run out of ore zone. But a phenomenon that's happened in the last 3 or 4 years is that these old, you know, failed systems, the ones that were never quite good enough, they are being rethought. And for example, we've mentioned before the Windfall project that Osisko Mining is working on is a classic example of something where they had to sit back and say, there's got to be something else going on. So when companies try to dress up an old play, it's a lot of geology talk that I want to hear. So it becomes geology. Geological creativity is the key to continuing to care about one of these systems that aren't quite adequate enough based on the resource estimate.
Hey, we have seen some companies move into some old, historic, explored places and actually created something that I think a lot of people had already thought that wasn't there. And I know that Osisko is a great example of something like that. Are there any other companies, John, that you would care to share with us that you're following along with that you're excited about, but you understand there are still many hoops that the company needs to get through to actually prove it up?
Well, for example, Camino Minerals was your sort of prospect generator type that had multiple projects. It's the kind that doesn't want to farm it out. It wants to make a discovery. And on the Los Chapitos project in Peru, their first couple holes delivered a copper discovery, and the market got super excited and ran the stock from, you know, 30 cents all the way to $2 before it crashed back. And subsequent step-out drilling showed that, well, the grade is not quite as high as it was in the original RC hole, and some of their hypotheses about, you know, an IP anomaly, that this is where the stuff will blossom, grade will blossom, and so on. They've killed that, but they still got this project going. They're marching. They've drilled 10,000 meters. They've got a backlog of results. They're trying to demonstrate that there is a underground mineable copper deposit here within this fairly large footprint. They've only tested a portion of it. They're also hoping to show that in the shallower oxide, there may be enough copper mineralization there at a decent grade that it could be open pittable.
Great comments, as always, John. To listen to that full interview with John Kaiser, check out kereport.com. Everybody stick around for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.